And this is the BioSecure Science Show on RN, where food waste is a crime, or should be. Maybe the French have got it right. Olivia Willis reports.
Each year, one third of all the food the world produces is not eaten. Instead, it gets lost or discarded. According to the UN, that equates to 1.3 billion tonnes of waste, which results in economic losses of $750 billion each year. And it's not just a fiscal problem. The environmental impacts are staggering, with effects being felt globally on water supply, land use, and biodiversity. Food waste has even been shown to have a significant influence on our changing climate. So what does all this mean closer to home? And how is Australia feeling the consequences of this growing problem? I put that to Diane McGrath, a researcher in sustainable practices and food waste at RMIT University in Melbourne.
We grow enough food to feed 60 million people in Australia. Now think about all the water, all of the topsoil, all the nutrients, all the energy that's required to grow, transport, store and manufacture so much food that we don't even see in many instances. It gets thrown away. That's incredible, especially in this nation where we have such an issue when it comes to access to water many times of the year. Rice, for example. Should we be growing rice in this country is another question. 1 kilogram of oven-dried rice, which is common rice that we use, requires 1,550 litres of water to produce that. And so when you go out and have a stir-fry or something in a restaurant and you decide not to eat the rice on your plate, you've thrown away litres and litres and litres of water. And so we have this incredible wastefulness that occurs not just from what we throw away in the bin, but from everything that's been used to produce this wonderful resource that we call food.
Australians throw away enough food to fill 450,000 garbage trucks every year. And it's what's happening once these trucks are emptied that's wreaking damage on our environment.
When food waste goes to landfill, the organic matter starts to become deprived of oxygen as it piles up and piles up. And as it decomposes, methane is produced. And now methane, it's much more strong when it comes to its impact on the environment than carbon dioxide. We think of CO2 as the worst of the greenhouse gases. Methane's 21 times stronger than CO2. So when food waste goes to landfill, it's creating a much stronger greenhouse effect. And in fact, in Australia, the amount of greenhouse gases produced from food waste going to landfill is about the same as what occurs during the manufacture of iron and steel in this country, which are hugely intensive processes.
In recent months, international efforts to clamp down on food waste have gathered steam. And in France, the government has passed legislation making food waste in big supermarkets illegal, forcing them to donate any unsold food to charity.
Now that's really important because in the European Union, there is a requirement that all of the European nations must try and reduce their food waste by around 30% by the year 2025. So that's quite a strong directive. And this is something that France is paying attention to by introducing this law. It's quite a strong law. If the supermarkets decide that we're not going to do this, we're still going to throw the stuff in the bin instead of giving it away to charities to feed hungry people. Or what they can do is they can actually compost it or take it to animal stock instead. But what's been happening is they just throw it to landfill. And in many instances, they've been poisoning it by bleaching as well. So people can't even collect the food themselves in the bins. So that won't be able to happen anymore under the French law. And any supermarkets that decide to ignore that and take it to landfill, they could be facing fines such as €75,000 or even up to 2 years in jail. So it's very strong. And such deliberate action is, I think, a really important thing.
While the laws have, for the most part, been received positively, there has been some backlash, with the suggestion that penalising supermarkets shifts blame from the biggest food wasters of all, consumers.
People sometimes wonder, oh, is it necessary for supermarkets or manufacturers to focus on their food waste? They're only a small proportion of it, potentially up to maybe 10, 15% sometimes of the food that's actually thrown away. And households are significantly more. In fact, it's usually about 4 to 5 times more food waste occurs from households than it does in the commercial sector. So why don't we target households more? Why don't consumers do more? And they should, but we need to be both doing this together. Now, it's a lot easier actually to try and get some change in the supermarket sector. If you think about it, there are only a handful of supermarket chains. And even though they may produce millions and millions of tons of food waste every year, it's only been produced by a couple of people, essentially. So you can deal with it in large scale that makes it much more manageable to do something substantial with.
Diane McGrath says that alongside council-funded community programs and better education in schools, a reduction in food waste will only come about when consumers shift their attitude towards more prudent food shopping.
We seem to have become disconnected from our food over time, and we think of it more as a supply chain when it's actually part of a natural cycle. We are what we eat. We need to close that loop a lot more. We need to grow more of our own food, or know it's providence anyway, that we know that it's local. Buy what we need, not what we think we want. Relearn some of these skills of our grandparents, not just farming techniques, but preserving techniques as well. I don't know about you, but my grandmother always had a pantry full of jars of pickles, jams, preserves and so forth. And this allowed food to last a lot longer than the stuff we buy in the supermarket that goes off within a week or 2 weeks. So these are some of the things we need to think about to try and reduce some of that excess or make sure we can sustain it. There are different ways of thinking about how to put sustainable practices back into our food system, but it's thinking about food as part of our lifestyle and not just something we go to a shop and buy in a plastic bag. It plays a greater role in our lives than that.
Diane McGrath from Iron Mita University.